Time now for your letters. Ben Fireman of Hollywood, Florida, tuned in last weekend and wrote, "Thank you for airing the discussion between Congressmen Souder and Price on the topic of religion and politics. Given our history of diversity and democracy, the mixture of religion and politics in the United States is inevitable, and robust religious pluralism is the reason that the United States has avoided the internecine religious warfare that's historically plagued other countries. People who, in private, passionately believe that their religion represents truth, nevertheless publicly acknowledge and respect different beliefs. Some thoughtful theologians understand religious pluralism as against the will of God, because it compromises all of us. However, it is the condition for freedom in America." Another letter. "On Saturday, August 28, you chose to select David Tell, an editor of the Weekly Standard, to be your so-called news analyst," writes Gary Olson of Park Falls, Wisconsin. "I'd like to object in the most strenuous terms. The Weekly Standard is an extremist neoconservative magazine and one of the leading mouthpieces for the current administration's foreign policy. I expect a more balanced choice of commentators from NPR. The same segment played better in Westford, Massachusetts. Consider David Gossman, who was, quote, heartened upon hearing Scott Simon's interview of the Weekly Standard's opinion editor David Tell. It's refreshing to hear intelligent, well-measured conservative opinion expressed on NPR. When the country is so evenly divided, it becomes all the more important for public radio to reflect this in its reporting and in the opinionated portions of its broadcasts." John Frame of Brisbane, Australia, listened to our August 21 interview with Stephen Fry. He listened to some more of it at NPR.org and writes, "Congratulations and thanks for the extended version of the interview. It is a true pleasure to hear Stephen unhurried and uncompromised as he cast through a range of topics, including, of course, his film, Bright Young Things. Stephen deserves the luxury-length treatment, and there's detail in your interview that I haven't heard or read anywhere else, so I greatly appreciate that you've made this recording available to the world via the NPR website." Finally, another letter from far away. Sean Menza of Pretoria, South Africa, apparently listened to a recent program and sends this note of appreciation. "Dear most esteemed friend, it is my great pleasure to write you this letter on behalf of my colleagues. This is a matter of the strictest confidentiality. I've decided to seek confidential cooperation with you in the execution of a deal hereunder for the benefit of all parties. I'm looking for a reliable overseas partner who'd be willing to assist in receiving a transfer from the National Bank South Africa, former petroleum minister, safe transfer of funds, $18 million. And I think we'll just send this along to the development department. If you have need for confidential assistance or simply want to comment on our show, email us at wesat@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name and the number where you can be reached. That means you, Sean Menza of Pretoria. Penguin Cafe Orchestra. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.